This is live courtroom coverage of the trial of Lindsay Clancy from the Hitting Tillers podcast and True Crime Today. Now, back to the courtroom.
Yes.
Afternoon, Mr. Quiz. You and I have certainly met before, correct?
Correct.
Would you agree with me that I went with you and your brothers, maybe some other people, into your home very shortly after the state police finished with searching and removing what they felt was evidence from the home?
Yes.
And you recall that went into different rooms and looked at different things, and I think I took some photographs and things of that nature. You remember that?
Yeah.
So, if I may, you met Lindsay back when she was in school, or was she working as a nurse?
She was at the MGH Institute.
And the MGH Institute is like Mass General Hospital nursing program, correct?
Correct.
She had some kind of like an accelerated course or something?
Yeah.
Had double major?
Yeah.
Very good student?
She was, yeah.
And she, at a relatively young age, got her RN and was a nurse at Mass General, correct?
Correct.
And at Mass General, she was a, we call it L&D, a labor and delivery nurse, is that it?
Yeah.
Do you remember how many years she worked in Mass General?
I think she started in 2014.
Do you remember when she graduated from Graduate Nursing School?
6 months earlier.
And were you guys in a relationship then? Or it's...
We were, yeah.
And had you started living together in Southie, or was that before that?
Not in Southie. We didn't live together in Southie. We lived together in Quincy.
Quincy. Tell us a little bit about, you know, Lindsay, obviously, the most. How did she like being a nurse?
She loved it. I think it was her dream.
You say that she enjoyed her work and dealt with you?
Definitely, yeah.
So there's been some commentary here from the government about that she was anxious because she had to go back to work, but she didn't want to go work, she was lazy, or whatever the case may be.
Objection.
This is sustained, if you could rephrase that.
All right, so I'll strike crazy there. That she didn't want to go back to work, but I believe you said, and we'll answer to the DA, there was a reason that you could see that she was anxious about going back to work, correct?
Correct.
Now, was she anxious about going back to work, your knowledge, because she just didn't want to work?
No.
What was the reason?
She struggled to be away from our kids at a young age.
So when you guys ultimately moved to Duxbury, did you have children then?
Yeah.
And as years went by, obviously, had more children. Ultimately, you'd have three children, correct?
Yes.
You told us about her birth with Cora. And
yeah.
Cora, it was a bit of a rough birth. Is that right?
Yeah, she didn't have time to get an epidural, and she bled a lot.
Do you, in the years that you lived with Lindsay as boyfriend and girlfriend, fiancés, and then ultimately husband and wife, do you recognize her handwriting?
I haven't seen it in a long time, but so I'm not sure.
Okay. Well, counsel's looking at that. Is it your understanding, would she take notes or lists and
yeah,
for work and home and things of that nature?
She would, yeah.
Excuse me. I'm going to approach you, sir, with this document and just ask if you can recognize the handwriting.
Yeah, that looks like your handwriting.
Looks like Lindsay's handwriting?
Yep.
So I'm going to...
Any objection?
Yes.
All right, if I could see the counsel.
Can you see that, Mr. Lance?
Yeah.
pull it away a little bit. Looking at this, what does it appear to be to you, if you know? And the notes of deliveries that she was involved with?
Yeah.
You see the first one? What's the date, if you can read it? I can't.
It says May 11th, 2015.
And does that indicate, would that, to your knowledge, be around when she started working as a labor delivery nurse?
I thought she started a little early, but I'm not sure.
You see the name of the little girl that was born on that date that was her first delivery?
Yeah.
What's the name?
It's Cora.
And is that the reason you guys named Cora, Cora?
It was, yeah.
Can you tell the jurors, as a husband living with Lindsay over the years, what kind of a mother was she?
She's very dedicated. She did everything. She started reading the books at 3 months. And she made up songs for them. I remember she used to make green eggs and ham for Cora because she liked that book.
Is that one of the Dr. Seuss books?
Yeah. She brought them to music classes.
You're quite the musician yourself, isn't that right?
I play a few instruments, yeah.
You play guitar?
Yeah.
In your home, one of the things that appears to be striking is that almost every room, other than maybe your bed, well, actually a bedroom, but was dedicated to children. Would you agree with that?
Yeah.
Like, you didn't have a fancy dining room, right?
We did not, no.
What did you have in the dining room?
We had the table that I grew up with.
How about stuff on the wall in the different rooms? Did she put things, wall hangings on the walls for the kids?
There was a lot of art projects, stickers, things like that.
And would they be hangings on the wall?
Yeah.
One of the photographs that the government had.
Which one's are they?
Was photograph that, excuse me, if you can identify, of course, is this photograph a fair and accurate depiction of one of your rooms?
Yeah.
What room would that be?
That's the playroom.
Right off of this room?
Any objection?
No.
All right, that may be admitted.
Exhibit 58.
Thank you.
If I may put Exhibit 58 up so the jurors will want to see it. There's some kind of, like, what's this, it's boxed out window. So are we standing in the looking into that room through that boxed out window?
Yeah.
And all those objects, obviously, that are in that room would be kids' toys and things of that nature, right?
Right.
Do you recognize this photograph as being, let's say, just a sampling of kids' rooms?
Yeah. I think it was Dawson's.
The objection?
No.
All right, that may be admitted. All right, thank you.
This one here has a bunch of stickers. It's got Bruce Lightyear, whatever his name is, up to the right. It's got an alphabet, A, B, C, D, things of that nature, correct?
It's, yeah, it's Paw Patrol.
Okay. And again, following through on that same thing, you recognize this photograph, its wall being another portion of that wall?
Yeah.
And what are those, decals?
Yeah, they're just big stickers.
Okay. In the interest of time, Your Honor, I would just say you also identify this as being one of the kids' walls. Would that be what you were telling us would be art projects?
Yeah.
And they were hanging on the wall?
Correct.
Hung on the wall.
I think Lindsay did.
And would she also take hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of pictures of the kids?
Yeah.
Do you recall her putting together a little collage saying, newborn, 1 month, 2 months, 3 months, 4 months, and then hanging that in a wall?
Yeah, she did it for each kid.
Which child is that?
That one's Dawson.
Did you have occasion to see her interact with Dawson as a...
Ready, did you wish to introduce those photographs?
Okay.
It's 68-61.
Okay. Thank you.
Can you describe for the jurors her relationship with Dawson? I know he's a little kid, but I mean, does she, to your observation, did she love Dawson?
She loved Dawson very much.
Did she resent him?
No.
You are familiar with, as her husband, Lindsay's, let's say, use of social media, such as Facebook, right?
Yes.
Can you tell us, would you look at her Facebook a lot and took pictures that she would post?
To be honest, no, not really.
Okay. You able to identify any of her postings on Facebook?
Probably.
Represented over the years, or the period of time, I'm going to ask if you can identify this particular Facebook.
And if we may approach briefly.
Sure, yeah. Counselor.
Mr. Clancy, you know, and if I ask a question and it's difficult, or if you need a break, I'm sure that, you know, Mr. Knowles will certainly give you a break.
Yep.
If I push too hard, just let me know.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Appreciate it.
Okay. So again, just representative of the Facebook postings that Lindsay would post as mother of your children. This, for example, would be July of 2018.
Yep.
Can you tell the jurors who that would be?
That's Cora.
Moving forward, say June of 2021. Can you tell us who that?
It's Cora and Dawson.
Okay. Again, the end of July 2021.
That's us with Cora and Dawson.
August 2021.
Dawson.
End of August 2021.
It's Cora and Dawson.
August, again, of 21.
It's Cora and Dawson.
Number 1 of 21.
It's Cora and Dawson.
Is that first day of preschool?
Yeah.
September of 21.
That's Lindsay and Cora.
And do you, was that some kind of like a family fun day, if you recall, where there was like box of things for kids to get in?
Yeah.
Okay. End of September 21. Callum?
No, that's Dawson.
Dawson, okay. September 21. Gallon was good when? Sorry.
May 2022.
And Christmas Eve, December 24th, 2021.
That's Cora's birthday.
Okay. That's your birthday party that year?
Yeah.
Well, that's 2021, right?
Correct.
Fast forward 1 year, and that would be December, Christmas of 2022, right?
Right.
And was that when you guys had the birthday party for at the trampolines?
No.
When was that?
I believe it was January 7th.
Okay. But that was that would have been for that particular birthday, right?
That was for the birthday with friends, because most people weren't available on Christmas Eve.
Christmas Eve, right. Yeah. Okay. And then, it's down. Again, September 1st of 22. Remember when that was taken?
Yeah, that's with Callan in Dawson.
It was that in your yard?
That's in the backyard.
Backyard, okay. This would have been September of 22, obviously right before 23, right?
Right.
Again, but this one here, July of 22. Can you tell me, Jerris, you guys had a pretty good summer that year?
It was a good summer. Yeah, that was on Cape Cod.
This picture was on Cape Cod?
Yeah.
A couple of points that I wanted to raise, sir, with you. You have an email sent from your, is it Surface Pro? Is that what it's called?
That was my laptop. Yeah.
I'm going to approach you, sir, and ask if you can identify this as being an email that you sent.
The objection.
I'd just like to know the purpose of yes.
No,
you should approach sidebar.
Sure. Yeah.
No objection, Your Honor.
Okay, thank you. That may be admitted.
It's all there.
Well, while we're waiting for the copy, let me just move on to something else. Do you recall yesterday the district attorney was asking you a question or stated to you that on December 2nd of 2022 that you and your wife went to a fancy hotel in Boston and she had a massage and you both had a big dinner. Do you recall her asking you that question?
Yeah.
And in fact, would you agree, sir, that you did not, in fact, go to a fancy hotel on December 2nd of 22, being a Saturday night before your anniversary of the 3rd? You stayed at home, didn't you?
We did. We stayed at home.
And when you were asked that question by the VA, she wanted the inference to be that Lindsay Clancy in December of 22 was so relaxed that she wanted to have a massage and have a big dinner in a hotel. In fact, she was in her bed, in her bedroom that night.
Objection.
Sustained. If you could rephrase that.
I'm approaching you with what appears to be from one of the photographs that the district attorney had shown you yesterday with her in a mask. And I believe the Darcy in the mask, right? And then, it's a...
Yep.
Now, that photograph, sir, was actually preserved, if you will, on the laptop pro computer. Is that right? She sent that to you?
She sent it to my computer.
Okay.
I don't know.
And where was she? You remember when that picture was taken? Let me show you.
Yeah.
That's what the photograph was.
It looks like they're at the doctor.
At the doctor's office. Okay. And Can you tell me the date that that picture, right-hand corner cloud, what date was that picture taken?
It's December 2nd.
Same date that we're talking about, correct? But what correct. Time was the picture set?
12:45 p.m.
So, when you're dealing with these things on the computers, it's a little hard sometimes to understand what they're depicting, and I'm having a hard time holding it. Here it is. All right. Right there. You see that there? That's the date that we're talking about, right?
Right. Up just to clarify, though, it looks like that was on an iPhone.
Oh, I'm sorry. iPhone. Okay. Yep. It was sent to you, though.
Correct.
And it was on December 2nd, the date that the DA was suggesting you were in Boston having massages and dinner, right?
Objection. That was December 3rd.
Well, jury's memory, but.
Yeah, if you can answer that.
Do you recall, sir, that she also had sent you the same day or taken a picture of what appears to be Cora's Christmas list, wish list? Is that what that is?
Yeah.
Okay. And if you look at the record on that, that was sent
me.
I guess you can read that.
It's December 2nd at 6:13 p.m.
6:13 p.m. And then finally, if you look at the metadata that is apparently buried in the photograph, it gives latitude and longitude of where the photograph was taken. Is that right? Well, you're familiar with metadata, I would imagine. Oh, wait, I can't do this.
The tape on the thing tells you where to put the...
Yeah, that's our address.
Okay. And that would be the metadata with the latitude and the longitude and shows you where these photos were taken, correct?
Correct.
About the names, Your Honor?
So, I think we had Exhibit 76. They're making a copy of that. Do you want to mark that? I don't know if we marked that yet. That was the earlier one, just so everybody could keep this straight. And this latest email would be Exhibit 77?
What 84 is this?
That would be the letter, the email?
It's just copy.
Yeah, the email right here. Yeah.
Today's?
Yes.
See, it's 76, not 77.
Thank you. Now, sir, Exhibit 76 is an email from you to, and we will, going to delete the people that are on email, if I may, Your Honor, as we mark it as an exhibit. Let me approach you. Does it indicate the date and the time, very tough, you sent that email to you in Chef Mellon's speaking?
It does, yep.
Tell the jurors what the date was.
It's January 24th at 5:24.
And that was sent from your Surface Pro?
I don't know, actually. It could have been sent from my iPhone.
But I'm just putting it. How are you?
Yeah. That would be Exhibit 76.
Now, when was Callan born?
May 26, 2022.
My memory serves that it was a good birth. It was not easy birth, but I mean, there were no complications.
There were no complications.
And were both of you very happy with Callan being born healthy? And
yeah, we felt very lucky.
And then in that summer of 22, you had one of the best summers that you've had, right?
Yeah.
What happened in September, October of 2022.
Lindsay's mental health started to deteriorate.
And when you say that, sir, what is it that you, as her husband, observed?
Just increased stress and anxiety.
And did she, as a result of that, go to see or reach out for help to see someone?
Yes.
And who was that?
I believe it was Jennifer Tufts.
Now, Jennifer Tufts is a psychiatrist?
Yeah.
And where is she located?
I never went to her office. Somewhere on the South Shore.
Do you remember when Lindsay went to see Jennifer Tufts?
I don't remember the exact date. I think it was sometime in September. Oh, I wasn't really involved at the beginning of Jennifer Tufts.
Of course. Do you recall that the difficulties or the troubles, so to speak, began in towards the end of September into October of 22?
Yeah, it was pretty gradual.
But do you remember when the DA asked you yesterday whether or not you used your computer to Google suicide in, I think it was August of 22. Do you remember her asking you that question?
Yes.
And do you remember your response?
No, honestly.
You didn't Google that, did you?
I don't think I did, no.
No. But I'm going to show you, sir, a web history of your computer. Have in mind that the question was asked of you as to whether or not in August of 22, you Googled suicide, and you respond no, right?
Correct.
The inference being, I guess, that back in August of 22, she wouldn't Google. That would be right.
Sure.
You know a guy named Tim Hall?
I think you mean Tom Hall?
Yeah, Tom Hall, I apologize. Who's Tom Hall?
He's a musical artist.
So what artist?
Like a musical, like a country artist.
Country? Is he like a guitar playing guy or singer?
Yeah, was.
We'll say was. What happened to him?
He committed suicide.
And I'm going to show you, sir, your Surface Pro records back in August of 22. You recall Googling the name Tom Hall so you could access one of his new albums or new records.
I do remember briefly listening to Tom Hall's music.
Now, you've never seen, you haven't seen this document before, correct?
Correct.
All right, and this would be, I'm sure you're probably familiar with it. When you get a phone up or a computer, record stuff, you did a print of all the sites. Somebody would go on Google, Wikipedia, things like that.
Right.
If you can look to the right.
Yeah.
Down a little bit. You see, I think it says Tom Hall.
Yeah.
What does it say on Tom Hall?
It says his Wikipedia page.
Yeah. See, So, here, we've got so that shows you when somebody Googles, and then it goes Wikipedia, and you see where up above it says suicide methods?
Yeah.
Now, you didn't, as you said to the DA, you didn't Google suicide methods, right?
I didn't Google suicide methods, no.
But in fact, sir, when you Googled Tom Hall, it took you to the Wikipedia page, and it said that he died, right?
He did, yeah.
And then you clicked on the Wikipedia page, and it went into a hyperlink. You know what a hyperlink is? I imagine.
Yeah.
Hyperlink.
Yeah.
What is a hyperlink, just so I know?
So, like in Wikipedia, it would be a word that's highlighted in blue, and it goes to a website.
So, I suggest to you, sir, that as you moved down on your searches that afternoon, that you were looking at Tom Hall, that it brought you to ways to commit suicide, suicide, Tom Hall, Google search again, town hall, all on that date at the same time. And you were just looking to see about the guy because he killed himself, right?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
I'd offer this.
Any objection?
Can I just see the packet?
Oh, yeah.
Again, you're right. I got that in discovery from the DA, so that's...
Well, it's an email from his expert.
We'll just take a look at it, and we'll kind of go from there. What I'll say.
Well, she's looking at that. I just asked her, what is a URL? What does that mean?
Hold on a second. Just, wait, she gets a chance to finish.
Yes, I would object.
If I could see counsel.
You drug defecation.
So, well, that's being marked Exhibit E for ID. Basically, that would at least refresh your memory, sir, that in fact, inadvertently, that you touched the Wikipedia thing for suicide, but it was for Tom Hall, the singer, right?
Sounds like that was the case.
Okay. Do you recall what medication Lindsay was put on by Dr. Tufts?
She started with Zoloft.
Now, counsel had asked you about whether or not Lindsay was on Zoloft or any SSRI antidepressant medication in the past. Do you remember that question?
Yeah.
Do you remember her asking about that you were having a conversation with her and she said that she was going on Zoloft and that she had already been to Tufts or was it Tufts that she got the script from?
Correct.
Okay. She told you that, right?
Yeah.
She didn't hide that from you, right?
No.
And it was, you were at a wedding. Is that right? You were walking down the street, the two of you together, like at the end of the night, and she basically told you that she had to use the meds.
It was earlier in the day. It was before the wedding, but yeah.
Okay. And do you recall how, to your observation, how dedicated was she to taking her medications as instructed by the numerous doctors that she ultimately saw?
She always took them as instructed.
Do you remember, did she in fact have a diary that she kept of the milligrams, the type of medication, the date that she took the medication, and what, if any, reactions that she had to it? Do you recall that?
Yeah.
And do you remember where that was kept? Was she keeping it in any particular place?
I think she kept it in the kitchen.
In the kitchen. So I'm going to show you a photograph that the state police took in your house. Is this a fair and accurate picture of your kitchen?
Yeah.
So that kind of shows a bunch of books that are in a, like a cabinet or something, right?
Right.
I'm going to show you this enlarged spine, if you will, of a book. I asked if you ever saw that before.
I don't recall seeing this.
Would you agree, sir, that this book is in fact, the same coloring that was in the bunch of books in your kitchen.
Yeah.
And on this book, you see what the caption of the book is.
Yeah, it says, good moms have scary thoughts.
And I'm going to approach you with this document, sir, which would be a number of pages from the book, the cover of the book, than the inside of a booth. You've never seen that before, folks?
Don't recall seeing this.
So, that I understand, Your Honor, I will not offer this at this site.
What? Counsel, come up. If you could, Mr. Riggs, if you could show what it is that you...
I'm sorry, you said you're not offering it?
Well, don't have the foundations.
Okay.
Sorry, Pete. Any objection?
No.
Okay.
So, can I put it in?
Yes.
Okay, great. Thank you.
No objection to him not offering it.
All right.
If I can just look at it,
Why don't we do this? Why does everybody come over here with that, and we can kind of figure out where we go?
I would offer the book, copy of the book.
No objection.
Okay, that may be admitted.
Who was the next doctor, if you recall, that Lindsay went to consult with?
Julie Paul.
And is this a doctor or a nurse practitioner?
I don't remember with Julie Paul. It was very brief.
Okay. Now, is it fair to say that Julie Paul was at South Shore?
Yeah.
Adel?
Correct.
And Julie Paul was a friend of your mother's, is that right?
Yeah, I think they were acquaintances, yeah.
Your mother was a nurse also at South Shore Hospital.
In L&D, yeah.
L&D, labor and delivery, same thing. Okay. And your mother was good enough to refer Lindsay to this person to consult with, right?
Yeah, I don't think it was a formal referral. I think she just said, this is a specialist that you might want to talk with.
All right. And did she go to see the specialist?
Yeah.
And did you go with her, or was this a...
No, I never met her.
Should track myself up. Were these like in-person meetings, or are they like, what do you call them, Zoom meetings? And
Most of the meetings were Zoom. The only in-person that I'm aware of was with Rebecca Gelada.
Rebecca Gelada. Okay, and that was because you insisted on it, right?
I thought it was warranted at that time, yeah.
Right, because you were pretty much at your wit's end with the 15-minute Zooms, and you wanted to sit down eyeball to eyeball and talk to this person, right?
I hadn't attended any prior to that. I just wanted to get clarification. I wanted to see if we could get on the same page.
All right. So now, Lindsay's on Zoloft from Dr. Tufts, the psychiatrist, correct?
Correct.
And then that runs into when you guys, or she goes to see Nurse Paul.
Can you clarify?
What was it?
Can you clarify what you're asking?
Yeah, what month? When was it that she saw Nurse Paul?
Maybe October, but I'm not sure.
Okay. When she saw Nurse Paul, do you remember where she saw Nurse Paul, or was it a video thing?
I don't know. I wasn't involved.
Okay. Did Nurse Paul prescribe medication to her?
A lot, if he knows.
I don't know off the top of my head.
Right. Do you recall whether or not, to your opinion, that she had any reactions to the Zoloft that she had been placed on by Dr. Tufts?
I don't know any observations that were made.
Right, so it's not guesswork, it's observations, anything you saw and observed.
Yeah, it seemed to align with her insomnia symptoms.
Now, the insomnia, inability to sleep, was that a significant problem from your observations with her?
Yeah, it was a huge problem.
And when you say huge problem, was there one point when she was on medication from Tufts that, in fact, she had gone 48 hours, I think, without sleep?
Yeah.
And that was disturbing to her?
Yeah, and it was just hard to function.
And how about you? Was it disturbing to you?
I just wanted her to get sleep and feel better.
Now, during that period of time, she then went and saw the next doctor or nurse practitioner, which we talked about, which would be nurse practitioner Paul at South Shore, right?
Right.
Now, after seeing Dr. Nurse Practitioner Paul, if you remember, or no, did you observe, did she seem to get better or did she seem to get worse?
It would be hard to say. It was I think it was a week at most. So it's really hard to say in that short a time frame.
Sure. And when you say a week at most, you mean that that's like she was seeing nurse practitioner Paul for about a week?
Yeah. And I mean, she may have only seen her once. It was very brief. And then she got reassigned somewhere. So.
And the reason, if you know, that she got reassigned somewhere would be Dr. Nurse Practitioner Gelada, right?
Right.
Same practice, right?
Right.
And the reason was because Paul moved on to another job, right?
Right.
So Lindsay wasn't out doctor hunting. She was referred by the nurse practitioner that was referred to you guys by your mom because Paul was leaving, right?
Yeah, she just switched doctors in the same practice.
All right. Now, she sees Dr. Gelada, right?
Right.
Did Dr. Gelada, to your knowledge, put her on medication?
Yeah.
And what was the medication, if you know?
Mainly Seroquel and benzodiazepines, Ativan.
No, benzodiazepines. They're addictive, right?
Apparently.
Objection.
I'll allow it.
And a benzo would be, for example, Ativan, correct?
Correct.
Now, Seroquel, she was placed on Seroquel as well. Is that correct?
Right.
And to your observation, again, you're not a doctor, what you saw of your wife, was she affected positively or negatively by the Seroquel that she was on?
It appeared that she was affected very negatively, and she's reporting that that she was getting worse on the Seroquel.
And do you know, did she report that to Dr. Gelada?
Yeah.
When she would consult with Dr. Gelada, prior to you actually going, do you know, were they all on video?
Yeah, they were all on Zoom.
Okay. Do you have any opinion for the jury as to approximately how long these meetings on Zoom would be with the nurse practitioner?
Probably around 20 minutes.
At some point, do you recall that you went with Lindsay to see Dr. Gelada? Is that right?
Yes.
And do you remember, if you remember, when that was?
Early December.
In early December of 2022, can you tell the jury from your observations, how did Lindsay appear? How was she acting? How was she faring?
She was extremely sleep deprived and just highly anxious.
Was there a number of occasions that you would actually see her on the sofa rocking back and forth with her head under a pillow?
Yeah.
Did you report that and other symptoms to Dr. Gelada?
Lindsay did.
So when was it, if you recall, that you went and saw Dr. Gelada with your wife, person to person?
When was it?
Yep.
Early December. I think it was December 6th.
And do you remember, you have a pretty good memory about this, do you remember what medication she was prescribed by Gelada?
Coming out of that meeting?
Yep.
Yeah, she increased the Seroquel significantly. And then she prescribed her Valium to help taper off of the benzos.
Taper off the benzos?
Yeah.
To your knowledge, did Lindsay go to doctors to seek out benzodiazepines or drugs just because she was a drug addict?
No. Lindsay, I think, wanted to... She definitely didn't want to take any more benzodiazepines and definitely didn't want to take any more Seroquel. I think that it wasn't really a matter of trying to get off the medication. It was just trying to get on the right medication.
Okay. Let's say mid-December, what observations, if any, heading up towards Christmas, did you guys endure?
She seemed to get worse. The Seroquel was increased to 400 milligrams.
400?
Yeah.
And, by Dr. Gelada.
Yeah. And the idea behind that was it would help with sleep, but she didn't get better. She got worse.
Do you recall that at one point she went to a place called Women's and Infants
yeah.
in Rhode Island?
Right.
Women and Infants Center for Women's Behavioral Health. Do you recall that?
Right.
Do you remember when she actually went to Women's Behavioral Health?
Sometime in mid-December. I don't know the exact date.
All right. So if I suggest to you, sir, that I have certified copies of the Women and Infants medical records indicating that on December 20th of 2022, that was the day that you dropped her off at Women. Does that refresh your memory?
Yeah.
Your Honor, I'd like to offer the certified copies of the Women and Infants hospital records.
I would object. We don't have a copy of those.
All right.
You don't have them?
Could I see everybody here?
More live courtroom coverage of the trial of Lindsay Clancy is on the way. Press subscribe now so you don't miss a moment. From the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today.